Alright, so I'm thinking this is another entry, I guess, into the Player Haters Journal again for today, which is 2 days later than the last time I did this shit, which was on Today's Friday, anyway, June 19th. And yo, what I'm gonna try to do right now is I'm gonna do what most niggas do who have a podcast. They don't edit that shit. You just go straight with whatever. So yeah, I'm gonna do that shit. I'm gonna see what it's like to not fucking give a fuck. I'm gonna see what it's like to just let shit go when you're clearing your throat, when you fuck up and make a mistake. I'm gonna see what that shit's like, because normally I'm cleaning my shit to fuck up so it sounds as polished as possible, but I ain't polishing shit this morning. I'm just gonna go straight with this bullshit. So when I clear my throat, when I stop to get some water, when I whatever, yeah, you're gonna hear all that shit. So yeah, because that's the way niggas do, man. It's like, yo, why should I care that much about what y'all listen to? Because y'all really don't matter all that much. You know, niggas putting out half-ass shit and niggas are listening to it. So I'm going to put some half-ass shit together right now with my entry into my journal. And yeah, just give y'all the taste of my not caring about shit. How about that? Yeah, I'm going to clear my throat a lot, by the way, just to let you know, because it's early in the morning. But anyway, what I want to rant about. Real quick, I'm going to try to save most of this shit for Sunday when I do the podcast critic. But what I want to rant about right now, just briefly, is basically podcasting, man. Because when I put the podcast critic together, I got to listen to a bunch of podcasts. Just try to find out which ones I'm going to critique for the upcoming week. So yesterday, for example, I swear to you, I listened to about 15 podcasts. Not the whole shit, of course. Ain't no way I'm listening to 15 whole podcasts. But I listened to the beginning, just a little of the beginning, to see, okay, is this shit worth me critiquing or not? And again, all of y'all niggas are talking about the same shit. Every last one of y'all motherfuckers are talking about the white chick who claimed to be black. Look, that's one reason I don't listen to podcasts, because it's just like terrestrial radio. It's the same shit. No matter what station you tune into, it's the same motherfucking songs. And with podcasts, no matter which ones you tune into, it's the same goddamn shit being talked about. And I understand why you do it, because the news cycle never stops. So if you do a podcast once a week, by the time you hop on your mic with your listeners, yeah, you got to talk about the shit that's been talked about and tweeted about all motherfucking week. You gotta do it. Trust me, I understand it. I hate this shit, and that's why I don't do a basic ass podcast like that, because I don't like being a cookie cutter motherfucker just like everybody else. But I understand, if you're one of these basic ass niggas who do a basic ass podcast, you gotta talk about basic ass shit. I get it. So here's the thing. I understand that with a podcast, you can talk about whatever your interests are. You can talk about whatever the fuck is on your mind. I'm doing that shit right now. Trust me. I mean, that's the beauty of a podcast. It's the fact your shit can be about anything you want it to be. If you're interested in video games, you can hop on the mic and talk about whack-ass video games if that's what you're into. And niggas do that shit. I tuned into a motherfucking podcast where these niggas were sitting around answering questions. Really, nigga, you 5 episodes deep and you getting email questions already? It's bullshit. Come on. You're making that shit up. So anyway, they answering questions like, what's the difference between Sega Genesis and Atari 98 or whatever? I'm like, nigga, the difference is all that shit is for whack-ass niggas like you. That's what the difference is with your whack-ass. Whatever. So like I said, specialty markets, people talking about all types of shit, whatever their interests are and whatever. Tune into this nigga who's a chef. He loves food. His shit was like, I live to eat and I eat to live, or whatever, this fat ass. I'm gonna feature this nigga on the podcast critic, by the way. And you know, he's like 4 episodes deep, and this nigga also was already answering email questions. Whatever. Like, for real, nigga.
We have an email question, and Mary wants to know, what are the ingredients in an apple turnover?
Apples, bitch. That's what the ingredients are. Motherfucking apples in a motherfucking apple turnover, bitch. Why the fuck you gonna waste your time to write a dumbass email like that? I mean, that wasn't what she asked, but I'm saying that shit would piss me the fuck off, because it's just so basic and it's stupid. Come on now, really? Niggas making up email questions just to make that shit sound interesting. And yeah, I'm listening to this shit thinking, you know what? As creative as I am, I can definitely come up with something that I would want to talk about based off of my interest. And you know, my interest mainly is fucking white chicks. So I was like, why don't I come up with my own whack-ass, basic, silly-ass podcast and call it Me and My White Chicks. Yeah, let's just call it that. Me and My White Chicks. And I can take fake-ass email questions and read it over the air and it'll be something like this. So let's go into episode number one of Me and My White Chicks.
Now it's time for Me and My White Bitches with your host, Mr. Player Hater.
Hi. Welcome to episode number one of Me and My White Chicks. How are you? My name is Player Hater, and today what we're going to do is answer questions from listeners. Yeah, we just cracked open the mic no more than a minute ago, but already we have email questions. Wow, can you believe that bullshit? No, I didn't think you could. But anyway, so let's go to the first email, and it says, Dear Player Hater, how do you get a white woman to fall in love with you? Very good question. I wonder myself sometimes. Whatever. Okay, so to answer your question, what you do is you have to start off by grooming them. Right. You have to groom your white bitch to do whatever you want them to do, basically. And the same principle applies with white and black bitches. It's the same thing, white or black. But since we're talking about white hoes, you want to groom the bitch. And what I mean by groom the bitch is you literally groom her. Yeah, you get a comb and you stroke that long blonde or black hair of your white bitch. You just comb that shit. But first you have to start off by washing her hair. So you take her to the sink, you dip her head under the faucet, you sprinkle some Prel on that white hoe's head, and then you wash her hair, you blow dry it, and then you literally groom her with your dumb ass. Yeah, it would go something like that. Yeah, so anyway, something else I was thinking about was the fact that I watched a documentary about Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield. I think the shit was called Champs. It was a boxing documentary. And Mike Tyson was a bad boy, first of all, back in the day when that nigga was knocking niggas out in the first round. Unbelievable. He was the motherfucking man. But that nigga has a lisp. Even still to this day, well, I guess you can't shake a lisp, so of course he still has that shit. That nigga has always had a lisp, which, you know, is associated with gay dudes for the most part. Gay dudes talk with a lisp. Mike Tyson has gotten away with murder because he's Mike Tyson. He can whoop your motherfucking ass, so of course you can't assume or even imply that Mike Tyson's gay. However, I want to go on record as saying that I believe Mike Tyson has engaged in some homosexual activity throughout his life. I ain't saying the nigga's gay. I almost want to say he's gay, but I don't think he's strictly gay. But I definitely think that nigga has engaged in some homosexual activity. Homosexual. I like the way I say that shit. That's funny. Yeah. Based on many different things. I think either he was molested as a kid by somebody, you know, because he didn't get any love at home. So I think somebody took him in and fucked him in the ass when he was a little boy. Because I was looking at the documentary, and during the documentary, after he won one of his fights, I think when he first became heavyweight champion, he knocked whoever the fuck it was out. I saw him kiss a white dude in the ring on the lips. Now, look, I understand he stayed with Customato and they were all family and he loved them. But did he really love them like, I want to fuck you in the ass, like that kind of love? Or was it like a love like, oh, thank you for taking me away from the ghetto and making me the world's greatest boxer, whatever. Anyway, I saw him kiss a white dude on the lips. The nigga was in and out of the, you know, correctional facilities when he was a little boy. And you know what can go on there. I'm just saying. Plus, the fact that this nigga went on an epic rant years later after he became world champion. He had done prison time, came out of prison, and was about to fight Lennox Lewis, and he went on that epic rant with the reporter where he said this.
Put your mother in a straitjacket, you punk ass white boy. Come here and tell me that if I fuck you in your ass, you punk white boy, you faggot. You can't touch me, you're not man enough. I eat your asshole alive, you bitch. Fuck you, you hoe. Come and say in my face. Fuck you, you ass for that. Everybody. You bitch. Come on, you bitch. You scared coward. You got man enough to fuck with me. You can't last 2 minutes in my world, bitch. Look at you scared now, you hoe. Scared like a little white pussy. Scared of the real man. I'll fuck you till you love me, faggot.
Yeah, so anyway, I'll talk to y'all niggas again on Sunday. To be honest, why the fuck I keep saying that? To be honest, of course, to be honest, nigga. Anyway, I got this white bitch coming over before she goes to work this morning. Yeah, who the fuck does that? It's like she gotta be to work at 9 o'clock, but she's gonna come by here around 7:30, suck my dick, and then I'ma fuck her real quick. She'll hop in the shower, hop her ass in the car, and drive to work. Yeah, so I'm gonna get me some morning pussy this morning from this white chick before she goes to her 9 to 5. Yeah, so y'all motherfuckers take it easy, alright? Yeah.